given to me by her father in those divorce papers.
A car deal becomes a roller coaster ride.
Who has the title to the car?
We have.
Sign it over to her.
And this one's going to get rough.
I can't sign the car over. It does not belong to me any longer.
What does it belong to?
It belongs to him. He has the lien on it.
He's going to sign it.
He's not being sued here.
Hey, listen to me, cutie pie. Pay attention.
You have it. I am paying attention.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Allison Nader is suing her ex-stepmother, Naomi Simpson, for the title to a PT Cruiser. Naomi says Allison has ruined her credit and owes her money.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, this is case number 419 on the count in the matter of Nader versus Simpson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. Parties may be seated.
Are you her father?
Yes.
Step up, please. Tell me your last name.
Nader.
Mr. Nader, you are not a direct party to this proceeding, but this is your daughter. And according to what I read in the complaint, Miss Simpson is your former wife.
Yes.
While the two of you were married, you decided to help your daughter buy a car.
Yes.
And the idea was that once the car was paid off, the title would be transferred to her and the car would belong to her.
Correct.
That was your agreement. Yeah. Now, did you use marital funds to help her buy the car?
No.
None. But you and your ex-wife and then-wife signed as co-signers for the car?
Yes.
And your names were on the title?
Yes.
Now, you were divorced when?
In February of 2007.
Do you have a copy of the divorce decree?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to look at it. Because this is what the case is about. The plaintiff, Ms. Nader, in fact, paid off the car. There is no dispute about that, correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
And her father has signed the title over to her, his part of the title.
He didn't get the opportunity to do that yet, but that was the intention, yes.
And she needs you to sign over the title to her since the car, which was financed, has now been paid off, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
But what you did was have your now husband sign as a lien holder on the car after you were divorced for some reason, which he's going to explain to me. So now he's a lien holder on the car. I believe probably fraudulently. Do we understand each other, sir?
No, ma'am.
No, I believe. Do you know what I believe?
Yes, ma'am.
Fine. Now you can stand up. So let's deal with her lawsuit first. Your last name is?
Murillo.
Now, it is your claim that your wife owes you money.
Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you tell me about that and you convince me about it? Convince me that this lien that you filed on the plaintiff's car is not bogus. What kind of work do you do?
I'm a contractor.
Mr. Murillo, I've been in the legal business for over 40 years.
Yes, ma'am.
How many lawyers have you dealt with?
Several.
I've dealt with a lot of contractors. That's how much you and I trust each other.
Okay. All right, Jared.
So you explain to me first what you loaned to this lady before you got married, and then why you chose to put a lien on a car that had nothing to do with that loan. Go!
Okay. Your Honor, my wife has been badgered with loans and payments of loans and insurance because she put not only her car, but the other daughter's car, both of them cars were in her name alone. The children were supposed to pay them off. But she got deluged with credit calls because they weren't being paid, the insurance wasn't paid.
No, listen to me. We're only talking about her. I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm talking about her.
All right. Well, she had the car. She also had to pay off a credit card at the time of Naomi's divorce. The father had to assume a Chase credit card taken out of her name, put it in his name and the daughter's name. They did not do that. They ran that credit card up to $28,000.
Who's they?
She.
Well, you said they.
I mean she.
Go ahead.
And at the time of the divorce, that credit card was to be put in his name and her name, which never got done.
She was not a party to the divorce.
No.
He was a party to the divorce. So he was supposed to put the credit card in his name.
And her name.
He can't do that.
Well, he was
supposed to. Show me the divorce decree that.
You have it, and it says right there.
No, that's not what it says at all. Not what it says at all. You mean this green thing that you've underlined here?
Yes, ma'am.
No, that doesn't say that they agreed to put it in his name and her name. It says marital death. It is the agreement between the parties that the husband will assume and hold harmless for the Chase credit cards in the husband and his daughter's name. The court has no jurisdiction over her. He agreed to hold her harmless for this credit card. She was not subject to these divorce proceedings. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Fine. Now that you understand the difference, there's a difference between the two of them agreeing or a court ordering both of them in a judgment of divorce. The court can't order a third party to do something. He agreed to assume that credit card. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir. Ma'am.
Did you do it?
No.
Why not?
I don't have the money to do it.
He does assume responsibility.
He's just a second.
I'm sorry.
He didn't assume responsibility if he didn't pay it. Did he pay it?
No, I was paying it on just his behalf.
That's great. But it's his responsibility. Legally, it's his responsibility. It may be her moral debt. He's legally responsible for it. Okay. So she was badgered and...
So in order for her not to file bankruptcy, which I don't want her to do, we decided to pay all the debts off.
On what date did you decide to do that? And you, I assume, have proof that you paid
yes,
off
ma'am.
All the debt on a particular date.
Yes, ma'am. You have your canceled checks and the money I gave her to pay her debts.
On what date?
On 1-6 of 2-9, 7-6 of 2009, and 2-4 of 2010.
And in what year were you married?
Last year.
Date?
August 14th.
And is what you're telling me, Mr. Murillo, that you gave her this money because?
To pay off them debts so she didn't have to go bankrupt.
But you weren't married yet.
That's right. I wasn't married at the time.
So, sir, we have to keep this nice and neat. Do you have the title to the car?
I don't. They
Who has the
it.
Title to the car?
We have.
Sign it over to her.
Excuse me, ma'am. That car was given to me by her father in those divorce papers.
Listen to me carefully.
So I believe she's suing the wrong person.
Listen to me carefully, madam. Do you owe her $5,000 for your credit cards?
No, I don't.
How much do you owe her?
I don't believe I owe her anything.
Did you charge on...
Sure. Sign the car over to her.
Mm-mm. You're not...
Because that was your contract.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I know what you're doing. You're trying to vitiate an agreement that you made with her. Pay attention.
You have... I am paying attention.
You have to pay attention. I understand what happened.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Allison Nader says, ex-stepmother Naomi Simpson owes for the return of a title to a PT Cruiser. Naomi is countersuing for unpaid credit card debt.
Now, your contract was once she paid off the car, the
that
car was
my
hers.
Contract.
That was the initial. That was your initial contract. Listen to me, cutie pie. That was your initial contract.
Correct.
That is the contract.
I can't sign the car over. It does not belong to me any longer.
Who does it belong to?
It belongs to him. He has the lien on it.
He's going to sign it.
He's not being sued here.
Listen, let me explain something to you. She has the car. I'm not turning the car over to you. I'm going to notify motor vehicles because I know what you're doing. You see, what you're doing is you're trying to vitiate an agreement that you made with her because, hey, pay attention.
You have, I am paying attention.
You have to pay attention. I understand what happened. I understand that the two of you divorced, that at the time prior to your divorce, he had a credit card that was also in her name. She racked up bills on the credit card. I assume he has no money. I don't know. And quite frankly, as far as this case is concerned, I don't care. What you did with your present husband was try to vitiate, do away with the contract that you originally signed with her because she spent money that you ultimately had to pay for because your name was on the credit card. But what you have to do is you have to sue him because that's what this says. This says
she is the one that agreed to pay the credit card.
Listen to me.
She agreed to pay the credit card and the car in order to get the title to the car because she was the only one that ever put anything on the credit card.
Listen to me.
And I have proof where she was paying the credit card.
She is paying. Listen to me. She should pay the credit card if you have a written agreement with her, but you don't have. You have a contract.
We don't have a written agreement for the title to the car.
Listen to me. I am notifying the Department of Motor Vehicles that I am vitiating the lien on the car, that it was fraudulent. He doesn't want to sign it. That's fine. So I'm going to notify them that she is to be given clean title to the car. You can sue him on this contract on this judicial order that says he assumes the responsibility for that credit card. Now, if he wants to sue his daughter, he can. But you have a binding order from 2007 that says he is assuming responsibility for that credit card. That's what it says.
I also have a binding order that says he gives me the 2004 Chrysler.
Judge Judy, that 2004 Chrysler that she mentioned in the divorce agreement was for a Chrysler Crossfire.
No, it was not. The Chrysler Crossfire was in my name alone, as well as the motorcycle that he has now placed in your name alone.
Listen to me. Don't get them involved. I don't believe you. I believe that you had an agreement that if she paid off the car, which you agreed to, initially when we started these proceedings, Ms. Simpson, you said she did in fact pay off the car, but she didn't pay off the credit card. And therefore,
the
what you did,
well,
I abstained.
You haven't even let me present my case.
I'm speaking. I know exactly what happened. And I'm not saying you didn't get stuck with bills. But what you did with your husband by having him file a lien against this car was fraudulent, because your contract, the binding order, was against him. What do you do for a living?
Me?
Yeah. You!
I'm retired.
How do you support yourself?
I'm disabled on Social Security.
How much do you get?
$915 a month.
And who do you live with?
Me.
Well, you're going to have to start paying off this credit card if she sues you. Otherwise, then your daughter will. Do you understand? Because that's what your agreement was.
Yes.
That's what your contract was.
You're right.
Now, my question is, did you rack up credit card debt to the defendant?
Yes, I was.
And how much did you rack up to the defendant?
All in all, over the whole entire time, probably $20,000.
Fine. And how much did you pay?
I've paid like...
No, don't look over there, and don't look over there, because your father may be disabled, but she can make his life miserable.
I know.
Do you understand?
I know.
So let's proceed. She's going to make his life miserable because she's angry that she got stuck with, after a relatively short childless marriage, I assume, she got stuck with a lot of bills for his adult children. We understand each other?
Yes.
Now, how much did you pay on your $20,000 debt?
Over a five-year period, I paid $300 or $400 a month, sometimes $500 a month. So I don't believe...
Just a second. I don't care what you believe. You came to court.
I have paid. I have
proof
that I paid.
You have came to court. So then, before you came to court, you say, how much did you pay on this credit card debt, and when did you stop using the credit card?
I stopped using the card in 2008. I also stopped paying for the card in 2008.
Why?
I had hard times. I was no longer...
Well, that's a difference, just a second. That's a different story. Mm-hmm. Hard times is not a reason to stop paying a debt that you owe.
I understand that.
Well, then your father still owes the money.
I know.
And, you know, you won't like it if she comes after your father.
I know.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He doesn't look as if he can take a whole lot more aggravation.
I know.
And I'm telling you, this lady has a look of being able to make a whole lot of aggravation for him.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Allison Nader claims ex-stepmother Naomi Simpson won't hand over the title to a PT Cruiser that's in her possession.
Now, why should she pay your bills, Ms. Nader?
She shouldn't. She shouldn't be responsible for my bills. But as it was said in the divorce agreement, my dad has accepted responsibility for that, and we're going to figure out a way to get this paid. But since it's his responsibility, I am going to help
How
him.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
You see, he doesn't look as if he can take a whole lot more aggravation.
I know.
And I'm telling you, this lady has a look of being able to make a whole lot of aggravation for him. And she's right, because you just stopped paying and you said, hell with her.
I had to file bankruptcy. I filed bankruptcy in 2005, and I included that on there.
Included what?
The credit card debt, because I'm not on that card. But when I went to my attorney, he asked me everything that I paid, and I had been paying for that credit card.
I want to see the judgment that the bankruptcy court vitiated that debt. What?
She continued to charge on it until 2008.
I did use the card again in 2008, but I also continued paying even after 2005.
Just a second.
Yes.
What did you use it for in 2008?
My son had open heart surgery in Boston, and I needed the money to fly to Boston to be with my son.
So you used that credit card?
I did.
You don't get the car.
I don't get the car?
I just changed my mind.
Why?
Why? Because I don't think you did the right thing.
I continued paying it, too, even after I filed bankruptcy.
You can file bankruptcy for you. That doesn't mean you can include her in the bankruptcy. So let's understand that you didn't do the right thing. I'm changing my mind. You're 29 years old?
Yes, ma'am.
Get a credit card in your own name.
I do have.
Don't use her credit card in 2008, even for your son's heart surgery.
That was in 2007 that I used the card.
Were they married?
Yes, they were. And they gave me permission to use it. I didn't use it fraudulently. They allowed me to use it.
You had filed for bankruptcy in 2005.
Yes.
And you're telling me that Ms. Simpson gave you permission in 2000. Well, first you said 2008. Now it's 2007.
He had surgery January 2007.
2007 to use that card for heart surgery.
Right.
Did you give her permission for that?
No, ma'am.
In what month did you file for divorce?
December of 2006.
No way. Did she give you permission? No way did she give you permission. You don't get your car. Now, you don't have to sign over the car to her.
I got it.
You don't have to sign. Listen, I've changed my mind.
Okay.
Not because what you did was not fraudulent, because I believe it was. I believe that your wife was angry and you figured out this was a really good way to at least ensure that you had something.
I didn't want her to file bankruptcy.
Yeah, I don't
care. So I paid.
But then you should have paid her bills. What advantage did you get from filing a lien against our car? Listen to me carefully.
Yes.
What financial advantage? None. So you got no financial advantage from signing as a lien holder on the car, except she got a certain amount of emotional satisfaction because she had been taken advantage of financially.
To the tune of $26,000.
You know, women have been taken advantage of by men and their families for time immemorial. You didn't get any advantage by having your name on a piece of paper that you're a lien holder on a car that you'll never drive, right?
Right.
So it was just to give them a hard time because they deserved it. She deserved it. She's a big grown-up girl, grown-up enough to have a child, so she's got to take care of her debts. And as far as he's concerned, you picked him.
Yes, ma'am.
And you were dumb enough to have a credit card with him. And you were dumb enough to let his daughter or daughters have a credit card. You got stuck. Sue him on this.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, I don't think she acted reasonably. After she knew she had no money, she used the credit card, and there is money owed on that credit card. I'm not giving a clear title to the car.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Can I show you?
Your counterclaim?
Judge Judy.
Your counterclaim?
Can I please just show you my bankruptcy and my payments that
no.
I continued making the car
no.
payments?
Did you pay all the money?
I don't owe her any money.
No, no, no.
I paid.
Did you pay all the money?
All the money that I spent while my son was in the hospital, I paid all that back.
Listen to me carefully. In whose name was the card?
The card was in my father's name. My father's and Naomi's.
Right.
Yes.
So you can file for bankruptcy. That doesn't mean that the... Listen carefully. You may have filed for bankruptcy. The people to whom you owed money said, well, she may file for bankruptcy. I still got her on the hook.
I didn't stop paying the card when I filed for bankruptcy.
You didn't pay the $20,000
that
you owed.
Yes, I did, ma'am.
Then
I continued paying it.
Just a second. I asked you a simple question. You did not give me an answer. You said you racked up $20,000 worth of debt. Do you have $20,000 worth of payments, is my question.
I have paid.
That's, your case is dismissed.
I have them here. Would you like to look at them?
No. I want you to tell me that if you go outside, you're going to add up what you paid, and it's going to come to $20,000.
Bankruptcy doesn't help, right? That
no.
absolves.
Doesn't help
it's
you.
It's supposed to absolve
doesn't
me
help
from
you
all
here.
Of my debt.
Doesn't help you here.
I continued
Goodbye.
Paying it.
Parties are excused. May step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I do believe that Judge Judy gave a fair decision as far as the car was concerned.
I just don't think it's fair. I finished paying off my car. I wanted my title to my car. I think I was entitled to that.
I had given her the opportunity to go with her dad and get the title to the car.
She'd tell me she'd send me my title. Honey, I would never do that to you. You deserve that car. But it was all lies.
The reason that she didn't take the car out of her name because Naomi financed it strictly a loan.
Finally, she broke and told me that, in fact, she had put a lien against the car, which I knew all along.
The girl didn't care, doesn't care till today what she does.
I did not have control of the credit card anymore. She had changed everything to her address.
I didn't want to see her go bankrupt. I would not want that to happen.
She never paid a penny on that, and my dad is the one that will be paying for that, and I will help him.
You have to have some morality.
It's all to get back at us. This is her final stab.
Unfortunately, since her father and I have divorced, they've both decided to stab me in the back.
I'm just happy, even if I lost the car, I don't have to deal with her anymore. This is my divorce from Naomi Simpson.